step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
Rising in the rising sun, the land of bamboo, Tengu and Gundam, like, yo, can't believe I finally made it. Matsuri celebrated Golden Week, hold it down with my cho. E-Tank it out of, let's hit Yamada Denki, big smile, I feel good.
Yo, minasa, I'm Jonsei, and today, like every day, well, not like every day, today's actually a pretty special episode. I'm interviewing my friend Adam Shapiro from Japanese Level Up, one of the most impressive Japanese bloggers and Japanese learning systems on the internet, and also a really, really sharp guy. If you ever want a good kick or some good insight into Japanese dictionaries or how to really master Anki, it's a good place to go. Adam, why don't you go ahead and give yourself a little bit of an intro to the manga seitos out there.
Hey everyone, I'm Adam Shapiro, like John just said. So I am the founder of Japanese Level Up. I've been running the site now since about 2011, and I've been studying Japanese since closer to 2005. I love to talk about Japanese, studying it, any kind of media. Just if you have a conversation with me about Japanese, we're going to have a good time. And that's why I'm really excited to talk to John about this. And that's, yeah, that's me.
So how long have you been blogging now, Adam?
Since the beginning of 2011 is when I first started.
2011. Dang. I remember when my first little blog I did, I was really cool. I was like a 16-year-old like poetry blogger. It was the first thing I tried, and I quickly hid that from the internet, so no one go look that up anywhere. I had a very, very legitimate alias, but that's quite – not the early days of blogging, but definitely early for the Japanese language world.
Yeah, I kind of caught it in the – pretty close to the beginning, in the very start. I mean, I had probably like 5 or 6 readers, including my mother and brother probably, but there wasn't really much to go against, and it was more of just I wanted to get my thoughts out. People, closer friends had asked me, you know, have you studied Japanese before, and I figured rather than tell them one person at a time, which, you know, kind of ate up a lot of my own time, I figured I'd just write some blog posts so that I could share it with more people.
And then eventually just kind of like, you know, it kind of shot off to like being not machine, but like you cover quite a different range of topics over the past 7 years.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I've been really lucky. While I started off with a small audience, they really gave me great recommendations and what they wanted to see. So I just started off one thing at a time. So one person would say, you know, I really want to do this, or I want you to give me a guide on variety shows. So I'd write up a guide, and it would just continue, you know, one after the other. And I would say that most of my product ideas started with, you know, some great idea that one of my readers had, which really really made me happy.
Yeah, that's actually one point I really wanted to talk about. I have like little like notes, things that I want to ask you because I really enjoy your blog. It's probably when I type in Japanese into my search bar, I'm not kidding, you're probably number 3 that comes up. And I look up Japanese every day. You're like right behind gshow.org and my own website.
That makes me very happy.
So one of the things that you recently came out with, I don't know how recent it was, I haven't looked at the time period, but was the bid list, is that what it's called?
The
Bid Sensei.
Yeah, the app in the iPhone store. I mean, the app store.
Yeah. Well, where did that come from? That was, I thought, really quite interesting considering some of the other things that you've done.
Yeah, so recently, starting last year, I started teaching myself programming. It was kind of, I had some extra spare time, and I actually wanted to develop more things for Japanese Level Up, but I found that I was limiting myself by relying on someone else. I wanted to be able to kind of create my own things as well. So I started learning programming, and I had some friends who were getting involved in like the freelance translation, especially on websites like Upwork.com or Freelancer.
Yeah.
And they were having a lot of trouble, I guess, figuring out, you know, what to bid on those sites. It's a really difficult place to get started with. I mean, you have a lot of competition from different countries who have very different rates on what they can offer. And even when they would find work, so they would make a bid, you know, obviously they would try to bid low to get the work, but then when they finally had that work, they totally regret what they bid on. They'd say, wow, you know, I just spent 10 hours and made $50, and it was kind of, you know, not a great situation to be in. So they wanted something they could easily take, you know, take 5 seconds that they could put in some information they found while they were bidding on something and know that, you know, whatever they would be working for would bring value to them. So I just started writing up an app for it, and they liked it, so I threw it on the App Store and just put it on the site.
I thought that was particularly ingenious because, like, I've done a couple of bit of freelance translating. I was able to translated just on the side for Gango for a while. I did some freelance doing, like, between friends and people that I knew. I'd do, like, school transcripts, and then eventually, like, I did a little bit of, like, Honyaku for Kumamoto Castle, a couple of little, like, things like that just for people to get through places. But putting those bids in was always so difficult because I want the work, like you said, but I also don't want to spend, like you said, you know, $50 for 10 hours of work, or even worse, you know, like, I put something in there and it was, like, way above my pay grade, like, patent-level translation. I'm over here, like, 4 years into studying Japanese and I have no idea what I'm doing.
Yeah, so that's – I figured it could help. It really – it makes a big difference. Like, it's a simple app. It's not like anything complex. You know, I took some stats. I took some basic averages on what people were making per word, especially on difficult types of assignments. I just wanted to make it simple and not have people worry about it because it really – it can be stressful. And like I said, you end up with that bad job, it can really mess it up for you. Like, if you're spending, you know, 10 hours and you're making $30, $40, it doesn't feel very good. And if you repeat that, it just it's not a great place to start as a freelance translator.
Yeah, and I think that's one of the key points of a lot of what you do and a lot of what I try to do is make language tools and help people with Japanese language in a very simple way. Not necessarily a simplistic way, but a simple way. Whether it's studying with your Kana translator or some of your blog posts of just like breaking down certain words or certain lessons, or like where I try to do with Japanese grammar in 5 minutes, is coming out that simple medium. How do you balance between trying to get like go overly complicated for the high level learner to being oversimplified for the person that's just starting at level zero?
Well, it's funny because the site originally started, it was very simple. I mean, of course, it was just a beginning site, so there are only a few articles that can cover very easy topics. And then it just kind of grew and grew. I mean, I don't know if you've ever seen, there's a section on the site called a walkthrough, which pretty much has every single article on the site organized in a way to try to guide you from, like, you know, beginner to all the way to fluency.
Yeah.
And, you know, it started off slow, but right now the site has close to 1,000 articles. So I had to find a way to kind of connect them all together but not make it too complex for someone to go through.
Right.
So I like to kind of separate them. My articles kind of fall into a few different categories. There's the motivational articles that anyone can read, you know, whether you're beginner, advanced, or expert. There are the articles that target people who are trying to find resources for the first time, whether that's native material or an online app or flashcards. And then there's more towards the expert and even high intermediate learners to show there's a lot of struggles that you go internally as you're learning Japanese. It's not just all about getting better at the language, learning the grammar and the vocabulary. There's a lot you have to deal with to pretty much fight your way to the top. I'm sure, you know, you've been through the same thing. It's not an easy path to take to choose Japanese.
It's not, and I think that's one of the reasons that I find your tools so refreshing is because, like, as you create simple tools and easy-to-understand content for people, and this is maybe going a little bit meta, but as you try to create this easy-to-understand content, you try to – how should I put it? Make that content I'm losing my words here. Not easily accessible, but like a good example of what I'm thinking of is how you organized your website. You just said like how you had it in like organization, but it's also the whole idea of Japanese level up, coming up with a course that not only spans a good amount of level, but also helps. It doesn't tell you you're going to learn Japanese in 30 days. It doesn't tell you that you're going to learn Japanese while you sleep. It's not a, you know, 5 days to fluency. It's a, here's the actual struggle of learning Japanese. Here are some great resources to help you. And here's my thoughts on how, when I'm trying to learn this.
I mean, that was really, from the beginning, that was my goal because I went through the same thing. I would read articles, I would watch videos about people telling me how fast they learned Japanese, how easy it was. And then I would try to do the same thing. And the end result was I couldn't do it. And I felt like, I mean, I can't do it. I must not be good at the language. I must not be able to learn like I should. So these people have a higher skill that I'll never be able to get. And I had to pretty much block them all out. I stopped, maybe a year after I started, like around 2006, I decided I wasn't going to look at sites anymore. I just completely blocked them off. I didn't watch any videos, and I decided I needed to go for myself and develop my own learning techniques and not get, you know, get rid of all this noise. And that really did it for me. And then when I decided, you know, I wanted to share what I learned with everyone,
right.
I wanted to make sure I didn't repeat what all these people had did in the past. That kind of discouraged me. You know, I'm not saying that these sites are bad. You know, a lot of them, they all have good intentions. They want you to, you know, get motivated.
Right.
They want you to feel like that, you know, learning Japanese is going to take you 20 years. They want to tell you, well, you can learn it in a few months. But to me, I want to be more realistic and tell people, you know, it's fun. You can learn at a good speed, but you're in for a big journey ahead of you. You can't just expect something to happen in a short amount of time.
Right. One thing some of my listeners may not know is, so when my first exposure to Japanese was when I went to Japan, I didn't know any Japanese. I had received a little bit of like training for how to basically conjugate verbs, but I did very poorly, and like basic sentence structure, no textbook, no anything. And by the way, I despise Genki and Yokoso textbooks, but that's completely beside the point. I see you laughing, but yeah.
I used Genki 1 and 2.
So, you want Genki 1 and 2?
I used Genki 1 and 2. I have fond memory, but that was a long time ago.
Some of the conversations make me cringe. Like,
have you ever, there's conspiracy theories behind the stories. There's like, you know, the conversations in the Genki books. Like they have Mary and Takeshi and everything.
Yeah.
And there's like some people that read really deeply into what was going on in their relationship and showed there was a much darker side to the Genki world.
Oh no, I'm going to have to look that up now. That sounds awesome.
Yes.
What?
It's a place you wouldn't expect to find that, but it's a lot of fun.
Of course. So that makes more sense of like when, like, what is it? Like when Mary goes to the doctor and she's like, "Doctor, I'm lonely."
Yeah, I mean, and there's one thing, like Mary's asking the time to Takeshi when there's like a giant clock right behind her that tells her the time. Like Mary's trying to, you know, get Takeshi to start talking to her. You just read it. I don't know.
That's so cool. Okay, I'm going to legitimately look up that. I'm going to find that Reddit feed. I'm going to put it in the show notes if I possibly can.
If there's anything that I could have given you out of this interview, it's that.
It's that.
Knowledge.
That may be the gold nugget that you find, is that there's a dark side to the Genki textbook.
Yes.
But like I was saying, more serious, when I first was exposed to Japanese the first time as a volunteer, I probably cried like a cumulative more times I had in my life up to that point in like a 4-month period, because I wanted to learn it so bad and I was trying so hard, but there was nothing coming of it. I could understand what people were saying. I could understand when they said, "Ah, kare wa wakaranai desu ne," to like my roommate who is Japanese, and I could understand what they were saying to him, but I couldn't say, "No, I understand," and try to articulate myself.
No, it's a frustrating place to be in. And like you mentioned, you know, learning Japanese can bring you to tears. I mean, there are times where I just want to take my textbook, throw it across the room, and say, "I don't want to ever study Japanese again." When I first started studying, I started the last semester of university, and I ended up going over to Japan to teach English right afterwards, and I ended up living there for 3 years.
Right.
And that was like the bulk of time when I really put a lot of time into the language. And it was just so frustrating on a daily basis, and it really just – it was hard to get through it, and I didn't have like the support that a lot of people have now. I mean, a lot of the other sites that are available, you know, they help people get through it, and there's a large learner community people have easy access to. But I felt very alone, and I just felt like, why can't I do this? And like I said, you know, you get brought to tears sometimes.
Yeah. So what has been the greatest motivation for you in learning Japanese? How have you overcome those rough times?
I guess. So when I went to Japan, you know, I got really into Japanese TV, and I don't want this to sound cliche or anything, but, you know, the more you grow attached to the culture, you know, whether that's TV or movies or music, you feel
I mean, heck,
really
dude, my name's
good.
Manga Sensei. Like, you can't beat me in cliche.
No, that's true. And manga as well, of course. You can't miss out on that.
Nope.
It makes you feel good. Like, one of the great techniques I give to people is to pick, like, an anime or a manga, one that's not finished yet, one that's, like, kind of in the beginning. And a great type of series is, like, any kind of shonen manga. Let's say it's in early stages. And you start off, you know, in the early volumes, and you're following, you know, every week or every month whenever a new chapter or a new episode comes out. And you watch your Japanese grow with that. One of the series I did that with was Naruto, which was when in the beginning.
Yeah.
I started 2005, it was still kind of an early show. And I just remember I continued watching it all the way up until it got really bad, and then it ended. but it felt really good, and that helped. And not that I'm saying that anime got me through the dark times, but it was that connection to, like, the Japanese that I really enjoy that actually made the biggest difference to me.
Right.
It goes to the heart of why I started studying Japanese. I really like the cultural stuff. I like the TV. I like the J-dramas. It was just a lot of fun. And as long as I kept going with that and I felt that I was starting to finally understand it, that brought me out of a lot of the darkness.
That's awesome. I think that's something that's really important. And a couple of people on my podcast have brought up previously. It wasn't Toru Fukuyama that I interviewed, but another gentleman, I believe it was one of the gentlemen. I'm spacing who it was. It may have actually been John, who said, like, you grab onto something and then you just kind of move forward using that to kind of remotivate. Actually, it was Ryler Nielsen, one of the PhD candidate out of California. And he's like, you kind of grab onto something and then you move forward using that to keep motivating you when you get down. Like, he really wanted to be able to read, and he had people he wanted to talk to, and he wanted to talk to them so bad it kept motivating him to actually push himself to finally articulate something. He lived in Okinawa for years.
Got it. Yeah, no, that's a great reason to go with. And especially, you know, I didn't have the conversational side. That motivation wasn't as deep. But I know a lot of people, especially if you have friends who are Japanese, people, you know, have a girlfriend or boyfriend who's Japanese, especially if they're living in Japan,
right.
That motivation to connect, because if you go to Japan and your Japanese is pretty basic, yeah, you can have the simple conversations that everyone has. But to connect on that deeper level where you really get to know about that person, you need to improve your Japanese. And just feeling every little rise in your ability gives you a slightly more connection to that person. That feels really great.
It does. It really does. And it's one of those things that you feel like, not only that you earn, but that's where you build that your not only your connection, but I think that's where it builds your love for Japan. I mean, I used to love Japan for Power Rangers when I was, you know, 7. And now I love Japan because some of my dearest friends in the whole world live in Japan. Like, I have a dear friend, Chiedi, who lives in Osaka. And whenever I go to Japan, I see Chiedi because she's one of my best friends. When I go to Tokyo, I see my family. I have one area I lived in Japan, in Hida Takayama. And every time I go to Takayama, my favorite place in Japan. If you go to Japan, I tell everyone go to Hida Takayama. It's the most gorgeous place in the country. It's just... you build those things, and they become part of you.
Yeah, and then you can understand that Power Rangers was originally in Japan, even though as a child, like myself, I didn't know it was from Japan.
I know!
And when you finally, you know, 10, 20 years later, like, oh my God, I was watching Japanese TV as a child, and I had no idea what was going on.
Yeah, for anyone who wants to find out Power Rangers, look up Super Sentai, and it will blow your mind. Just not the old ones. You have to go back a couple seasons in, but the Super Sentai is amazing. Actually, one of my favorite Kickstarters of all time is that someone made an RPG with Super Sentai.
Really?
It made my life. It was glorious.
That sounds like something to check out.
See, I helped. It wasn't as good as the Dark Side of Genki, but, you know, my input there.
I have to write that down and definitely take a look into that.
Awesome. So before we transition into the Japanese side of the interview, for people that may not be comfortable yet learning Japanese, or at least listening to a 15-20 minute interview in Japanese, what would be the, if I recommend you first go to Aaron's website, JapaneseLevelUp, just alloneword.com, or just look like JLUP and it will come up, J-A-L-U-P, Japanese Level Up. Easy way to find if you just Google it. I'll also put it down in the show notes. Do you have any last bit of English advice before we jump to the Japanese side, Aaron? To our young novice learners, someone who just picked up Japanese today?
So I think especially for beginning learners, you know, I know this is one of the topics that you like to focus on about mistakes and everything.
Yes.
Is that it's going to be tough and that's normal. Mm-hmm. Don't expect this easy ride. And I know that there's so many tools out there that are telling you how much more efficient, how much better they are than everything that's ever come before them.
Right.
And yes, the tools are growing, they're getting better, but it's still tough. You can have the most advanced, you know, learning technology in the world, you're still going to have to put in the time, you're still going to have to go through the struggles, and just recognize that. Don't expect an easier road, and just enjoy it slowly, and don't put too many expectations on yourself.
That's right. Wonderful, wonderful voice. I really appreciate that. So from here on out, we're going to transition into Japanese. If you are a beginning learner, it's okay. Feel free to try to just catch up as many words as you can the next little bit. If you're an advanced learner, probably better than I am, maybe not as good as Aaron, Adam, because he's, you know, He's up there. He's my senpai for sure. But it's a good opportunity to catch my mistakes and correct me. I gladly take correction. That's why I put my Japanese out there, because I'm okay making mistakes publicly. sometimes I screw pretty bad and I get some funny flack. But it's a good opportunity for you to listen to some Japanese too. Gaijin going out and been studying Japanese for a couple years. But we'll go from there. それではこれは多分なんか変な質問ではないですけど、多分ちょっとなんかよく聞いたことある質問なんですが、どうしてジャパニーズレベルアップとサイトを呼んでいらっしゃいましたか？
そう、実は昔すごいテレビゲームが大好きで、
はい、
よく、まあ、昔 の, あのジャパニーズ RPG の、
はい、
レベルアップがよくあって、
はい、
なんとなくなんかその言葉がなんか頭から離れなくて、
はい、
それでジャパニーズレベルアップにしたんだよね。実はそのウェブサイトを作る 2,3 年前にEnglish Level Up っていうサイトを作ったんだ、
はい、
日本にいる時に英語教師やってたんだよね、
はい、
それでそれもまたそのレベルアップは多分英語を勉強してる日本人はその言葉を聞いたら、
はい、
これはすごい勉強気が出るんじゃないかと思ったんだけど、
はいはい、
結局そのサイトはダメになったんだけどしかもその英語English Level Upのサイトは、
はい、
なんかある中国の会社に購入されたんだから、それは今そのサイトに見たら誰かの中国語のウェブサイトがあるんだけど、
あ、そうなんですか。
とりあえずそれはそのジャパニーズレベルアップの考えっていうところかな。
あ、なるほど。ちなみにこのサイトを始めた時にやっぱりゲームの形で日本語を教える気がありましたか？それかなんかだんだんだんだんこのブログを高めた たびにこういう形になったんでしょうか？どういうふうにするなんか形になったんだろう？
そうだね、最初のは名前だけだった。とりあえずジャパニーズレベルアップかっこいいなと思って名前をつけたんだ、
はい、
でも結局ゲーム的な存在はあんまりなかった。でも少しずつなんかこれはやっぱり良くないんだよね。ジャパニーズレベルアップだからゲーム の, 内容が入ってないとそれはつまんないと思って、
はい、
少しずつそういう経験値とか、
はい、
なんていうアイテムとか戦いとかそういう要素を入
れた。
それで今の特に初めて商品を出した時に、
はい、
その自分で絵を描いたんだ。実は
自分で絵を描いたんですか？
自分でなんだっけな、最初の商品はゼルダの伝説、
はい、
でなんかそのリンクの剣があるんだよね。その剣を見て、はい、この感じだなと思って、ちょっとパックリではないんだけど、まあ、その様子を見てそれで描いたんだ最初は。それで少しずつそういうゲーム的な、まあ、実は自分は絵がすごい下手なんだから、自分で考えて描くのはあまりにも苦手なんだから、最初はちょっとある参考があって、
はい、
それで描いたんだ。
なるほどなるほど、いいですね。やっぱり僕はこの同じように僕は漫画を通して日本語を教える機会があったんですけど、ですね、日本語がなんかナルトとかブリーチとか多分なんか少年漫画を通して日本語を教えばいいかなと疑問してたんですけど、初めてこのサイトを出ていると、実はビズメディアとかそのなんかライセンスとか項があるので、アンケート出してそれはできないって言って、もうどうやってこの漫画先生のウェブサイトがあるのに、どうやって漫画を使わずに日本語を教えるんだろうとすごくなんか心配したんですよ。ですからなんか少しずつ文法を通して、それがポッドキャストがいいかなと思って、漫画ではないけど漫画が好きの方々が多分聞こえるかな、聞くかなと思ったんだけど、僕はなんか最初的にただ名を通してつけたんだけど、少しずつ
変わってきましたね。そういうところ難しいよね。まあジョン君もいつかその会社が大きくなったら、それでライセンス、
はい、大きくなるから僕はそういうことにはならないと思う
そう、いつかそんなそういう日が来るよ。それで俺も同じことを悩んでた。特にある商品、ジャパニーズなんだっけな、ジャラプーマージンっていう、
はい、
暗記デックを作ってたんだけど、もともと漫画に出る文章で日本語を教えたかったんだ、
はい、
もちろんその漫画の文章を使っちゃいけないと分かったんだから、
はい、
その漫画を読みながら自分の文章を作るんだ、
はい、
こういう文章があってちょっと入れ替えて、こういう自分のテーマを入れて、それはそのデックに出したんだ、
はい、
でそれをお客さんはその漫画を読みながら同じのような文章を見て、それは勉強できたんだ。それでライセンスがな なくても、まあ、なんとなく成功ができたと、まあ、自分勝手にそう思ってるんだけど。
その覚悟いいな、その結果。
そう、ちょっとあのクリエイティブ、何かいい案が見つかるかもしれない、
はい、
直接漫画とかアニメを使っちゃいけないんだけど、
はい、
漫画をベースで何か他のライセンスがいらないものを作れるかもしれない。
そうですね、あのそういう形で、あの僕はすあの何でしたっけ、あのジャパニーズタイムズのなんか上級 文法とかその本が結構かなり好きので、最近あのよく出てないんですけど、あのディスカバー日本語のウェブサイトで、あの少しずつあの文法の辞典を作っているんですので、あの自分の文章で自分の説明方、自分のなんか内容とか作らないといけない、すごく時間がかかっていますね。
でもそれいいね。もう今出してるの？
今なんか半分ぐらい出してる。あの 上級レベルは出してない、中級と小級レベルは全部出しました。
それいいね。じゃあその最後その完成版が出るのを楽しみにして
はいはい、最後までに頑張っております。それで、あの、もし、あの、もし、僕はなんか毎回この尋ねるんですけれども、今のところですごく日本語を習っていらっしゃるんだと思うのですので、あの、今のところではバーンと日本語を全部忘れちゃったら、どういうふうに日本語をもう一度習っていただくんでしょうか？
いや、全部忘れちゃったら。
全部、ひらがなも全部、なんか、基礎から始めないといけないです。
でもそれはでも、もう勉強する気ないんじゃないの？
ないですか？もう大変。もう
絶対無理だよね。だって数年もかかると分かるし、でも本当に絶対一からやり直すことになったら、
はい、
もちろんこれはもちろん俺は言うのはあれなんだけど、自分のジャパニーズレベルを使うでしょ、
はい、
自分のウェブサイト、まあ、それは自分に一番合う方法だって分かって、
はい、
それやるんだと思う。まずあの暗記は知ってるんだよね。
知ってます。
そう、暗記みたいな、まあ、暗記じゃなくてもいいんだけど、そういう SRS 的な、
はい、
タイミング的な、
はい、
その勉強法を使おうと思うし、はいはい、で絶対あの最初から漫画とかアニメはすぐ見ると思う、あの、はい、字幕なしで。最初の方は、はい、あの俺はよく字幕であのアニメを見てたんだ、
はい、
でも結局それは意味がなくて、やっぱりその下には英語がつくと、
はいはい、
あの本当にこれは日本語を勉強してないんだよなって、
はいはい、
よくあのすぐ気づいた。だからまず字幕なしで面白い楽しいネイティブ向けのものを使おうと思う。
ああ、なるほど、いいですね。あの皆さん、あのもしなんかジャパニーズレベルのウェブサイトを訪問したことがあれば、やっぱりあのワークスルーの始めに押して、それからなんか最初のステップに押したらなんかすごくいい。僕は最近それをあの見ていただいて、あのかなり感動しました。あのなんか Why are you studying Japanese? とか、 なんか どのぐらい時間がかかるのか、日本語を習うため、それがすごくなんか質問を変えた答えて、それからあのなんかすごく道教えて、あのどうやって勉強するのか、そしてあのリソースもなんか商品だけではなくて、あの G10とか、 なんか便利 なんかウェブサイトとか、でもなんかほとんどあのジャパニーズテレビに含めてありますので、あのぜひなんか行ってみてください。それで、あの今のところで、あの何 あのなんか最近出た好きなあのリソースがありますか？
最近出たリソース、リソースではないんだけど、あの最近よくオーディブルって分かる？
分かります。
Amazon が出してる。そう、それはあのそれプラスシャドウイングっていう
勉強で、ああいいですね。
そう、散歩がてらにあの聞きながらそれはシャドウイングするんだ。それ本当に毎日のように1時間とか2時間をやって、本当にあのここまで日本が上手になっていても、それでも上には上があるって気づくことがあるんだ。本当にシャドウイングは自分のスピーキングをあのなんかうまく成長させることができる、
はいはいはいはい、
今のレベルでも実はあのスピーキングは一番苦手なんだ。あの
え、そうなんですか？
ずっと
マジですか？
そうだ。だってあの日本に住んでたのはたったの3年で、
はい、
アメリカに帰国してから、
はい、
もう7年結構経ってる。とりあえず結構
時間経
ってる。
そうですか。
だからそのスピーキングをする機会はそこまでなくて、それで、はい、あのシャドウイングでそのあの補ってるんだ。結構練習ができる自分で。
いいですね。すごい、あのもしあの皆さんがシャドウィンというなんか練習方を存じないなら、あのシャドウィンとはあの文章を切ってるながら同時に喋ることなんです。ですから、あのここに切ってるながら同じケイダンス、同じペースで 聞いて喋るのことです。ですから、すごく発音的になんか高めるし、すごい、僕は、実は僕は日本語だけではなくて、少しだけ韓国語を勉強したことがあるんで、でも、始めときには、韓国語はすごくなんか、発音しにくいので、すごい、韓国の先生たちが、シャドウィングに強調するんですよ。びっくりするほど、毎日シャドウィングしたりして、なんか、すごく助かりました。
そっか。じゃあ、ジョン君、韓国語の勉強もしてんだ。
そうですね。なぜかちょっと覚えてないですけど、すごくなんか、日本語できればもしかして韓国語できるんじゃないと思って、いや、もう僕、ほとんどできないですけど、なんとなくできます、ね。
俺も韓国語ではなく、中国語の勉強してたんだ。
ですから漢字上手。
そう。で、結局諦めたんだ。ちょっと自分に合わなくて1年ぐらい勉強して、実は台湾でインターンシップやってたんだ。
あ、そうですか。
数年前に。それで、中国語はすごいなんか国際的に世界に役に立つんじゃないかと思ったんだけど、
はいはい、
やっぱり自分でやってなくて心がないというか、自分のできるものじゃないっていうか、とりあえずそこで諦めて日本語に戻ったんだ。
いや、日本語に戻っても大丈夫ですよ。本当になんか日本語のコミュニティすごく利益になったんですよ。祝福にされたの利益なんです。
そうだね。
それで、もともと中国語を勉強してだけではなくて、日本語も勉強してる、多分みんな、多分これを何回も尋ねたことがあるんですけれども、もしサイトを読まなくて、漢字勉強したいなら、どうやってそれを導いて教えてるんでしょうか。
漢字も自分の商品なんだけど、漢字キングダムっていう商品なんだけど、
はい、
それで漢字一つずつ英語の名前をつける。ある、はい、もう一つ人気な、僕の商品ではないんだけど、なんだっけな、Remember the 漢字、
はいはいはい、
結構人気がある。そんな形で英語をつける、単語一つずつ。
はい、
それで、すごい説明するのは難しい、自分の商品なのにあんまりうまく説明できないんだけど、
はい、
それで英語の文章を作って日本語の漢字を使うんだ、
はい、
それで両方なんか英語をなんていうの、漢字だけになると最初の方はすごく難しくて、英語を少し、はいはい、なんか使うともっと分かりやすく身につけることができるから、それでどんどんそういう身につくことになるんだ、
はいはい、ああ、いいですね。英語なんか母国語からその漢字の意味を理解して、そしてどうやって熟語をつなぐのか、そして少しずつ日本語の漢字を基礎設立してて、それからだんだんだんだん漢字の意味とかつなげて立てるっていう形でなんですね。
そうだね。漢字と文章は別で勉強するともっとうまくいくと気づいてて、
はい、
よく同時に勉強する人が頑張ろうとするんだけど、結局漢字の壁はあまりにも高くて、
はい、
もう少しそれなんか分別というか分ければ、
はい、
もっとうまくいくんじゃないかと思って作ったんだ。
そうですね。僕は去年僕の中の修士の友達が日本に行って1年間ぐらい札幌の方に住んでていただいて、でもなんか戻ってきたらなんとなくなんか流暢に日本語喋られるんですけれども、漢字は全く分からなかったんで、なんですよ。で、どうやって漢字をもっと勉強できるなのかと僕に尋ねてきてて、日本で勉強、住んでていらっしゃった時に全然勉強しなかったっていう尋ねてたんですけど、どうやってに初めからに漢字を勉強すればいいのか全く知らなかったから、勉強しなくてもいいと思っちゃったんですよ。どうやってそういう考え方、そういう立場を避けますか？
避けられないでしょ。
僕はそう言ったんですよ。避けないで、ちゃんと勉強しなさい。もし話せば早くもなめれるでしょって言ってても。
そうだね、よく聞かれるんだけど、結局いつも同じことを言うんだよね。これ勉強、特にその難しい勉強しか、特に漢字は、
はい、
スピーキングはある程度はもうできるんじゃないか、
はい、
普通に勉強すれば問題ないと思うんだけど、漢字の方本当に必死に勉強しないと、
はい、
あんまり上達しないと思う、
はい、
それで、実はその漢字の勉強はあんまり関係ないと思う。とりあえず漢字を別で勉強すればうまくいくと思う。 なんかとりあえずなんか何て言うの、真面目にやればいいと思う、はい、なんか結構軽く感じる人も、感じは大丈夫でしょ、あの後でやるよ、はい、みたいな軽い感じで考える人はあまりうまくいかない。本当に最初から心の準備をして、
はい、
感じはこれだ、これは絶対向き合わなきゃならないんだ最初から、
はいはい、
それでうまくいく。でも結局そういう説明すると向こうがそれを聞いて、ああそうなんだ、それで何みたいな。とりあえずだからそれ、それでジャパニーズデベロップで記事はもう1000個ぐらいがあるんだ。それがないとなんか簡単に説明できないんだ、
はい、
このインタビューではさ、あの簡潔に説明しようとしてるんだけど、
はいはい、
結局説明が 長くなるんだから記事を読まないとやっぱりそれは、はいはいはい、覚えられないと思う。
じゃあそうだったら僕はなんかつけておきます。
すごい、あの今の答えは守り逃げてるんだけど、それは俺の答えだね。
はいはい、了解しました。ですから、あの僕はなんか、いくつがあるんだろう、僕は。なんか、Reddit の漫画と、あの、その、もともとの、あの、スーパー戦隊のこととか、あの、そして、ウェブサイトに何回、なんか、何のリンクをつけないと、いくつのリンクをつけないといけないでしょう。いやー、皆さん、本当にこれはすごく嬉しいな、なんか、言っていただいたんですけど、あの、最後、あの、もし、あの今までにまだあのジャパニーズデベロップに訪問したくないなら何を考えてるんだろう。これはすごくいいリソースなんですよ。しかしあのこういう形を通してあのやっぱり自分で勉強する必要があるなんです。あのこのウェブサイトでやはりあのスムーズに教えられていらっしゃるんですけれども、あのやっぱり自分の働き、自分の努力が必要なんです。ですから一緒に頑張りましょう皆さん。で、あのこれは最後かもしれませんが、あの僕はいつも尋ねます。あの今のところであの一番いい日本語を習っていただいたアドバイスは何でしょうか。
一番いいアドバイス、
受けたアドバイスなんですね。受けたアドバイスですね。あの自分で勉強していったときに受けたあのすごくいいなアドバイスです。
受けたアドバイスか。
はい。
そうだね。多分ね、みんなはすごい必死になんか自信をつけようとする。
はい。
あの日本語が上手になればなるほど自信がつく。それでもっとうまくあの話せるんじゃないかと思うのは普通だと思う。はい、でも自信がなかなかつかないもの。いくら、はい、あの上手になっても。緊張するときは緊張する、
はい、
恐怖が残ると思う。特にあのスピーキングの場合は自分の母国語じゃないから、
はい、
自分は間違ってるんじゃないかとあのすごい恐れてて、
はい、
向こうは今の言ったことで笑ってるんじゃないかって、それもなかなか消えないもの。だからそれをなくすんじゃなくて、
はい、
あの本当になんか付き合っていくものがすごい重要だと教わったんだ。例えばのこれはちょっと変な例え話なんだけど、
はい、
あのスーパーヒーロー的な話になるんだけど、スーパーマンとか、まあ、の日本のものだったら孫悟空とかドラゴンボールも、
はい、
あのすごいなんていうの強くて、
うん、
で敵と戦うと恐怖がないんだ、
はい、
本当にもうあまりにも強くてその怖いあの怖がってる孫悟空見ることはないでしょ。
ない
です
。
それでそれはなんか憧れるかもしれない、ああそれはかっこいいねと思うかもしれないけど、それ逆にリアリティがないんだ。現実性本当になくて自分はそれではない、
はいはい、
あの俺的にはそのもっと怖さ恐怖を感じながら、
はい、
あの敵に向かうのがもっとかっこいいと思う。例えばドラゴンボールのクリリンとか、
あ
の本当にその恐怖があるからそれを頑張っていいことができるんだ。そっちの方がいい。だから日本語に戻るとあのいくらあの自信がなくても大丈夫だ、自信がなくてもいい、
はい、
とりあえずその恐怖を感じながら頑張ればいいっていうことなんだ。
いいですね。皆さん、そのヒーローになりなさい。怖がってるなのに、その日本語可愛いなのに、あの、自分で自信を出して、雪も出して、あの、直接にその敵を倒しましょう。
そう、その通りだ。
いいですね。そのアドバイスは最高ですね。ありがとうございます。すごくなんかアドバイスいただいていくことがありました。ありがとうございます。それでは皆さん、I will we'll have to end there. If you were able to participate in that second half discussion, it was probably better than the first half. It was actually pretty day cool. This has been one of the better interviews I've really had. It's one of my probably one of my top three. I really, really enjoyed it, Aaron. Thank you, Adam. Thank you so much.
Yeah. No, it was a pleasure. Thank you for having me.
We'll put all the show notes down below so you can connect with you on Japanese level. He's really good at getting onto those comments, so he's very easy to connect with you, and he is very good at emails. That's how I reached out to him, and I was so happy that he responded. So make sure to check out that website. If you have any other ways of contacting, that'd be great as well. And remember, everyone, every son. That's just great. It's all slowly coming together. remember, after 10,000 mistakes, you become fluent. So, 一緒に間違いましょう。それでじゃあ、じゃあね。
Gotta punch in, get to work, see me my scent. ちょっと待ってください。ナンパしたことないけど、あなためちゃ可愛い。本当に、本当に。I stay facts. うちに、うちに。I like that. You with me? You with me? お姉さん。
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.